specialty crop news brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. Almond growers are encouraged to participate in a program that helps keep bees healthy. It's the Seeds for Bees program by Project APIS-M. Director of Pollination Programs for Project APIS-M, Billy Sink, explains the need for additional nutrition for the bees around the time of almond bloom.
Absolutely. There's a critical need for diverse forage, particularly in California's dearth periods before and after almond bloom. Almond pollen is very good. It's high protein. It's almost 25% protein, but it's only one source of food. So if we can provide cover crops in these almond orchards that are providing more nutrition for the bees, it's better for the bees in the long term, and it's better for the almond grower in the short term.
He says their program is a low-maintenance way for almond growers to help provide this forage.
The best way is to plant cover crops. An easy way to do that would be to enroll with us in our Seeds for Bees program that I manage. But whether you're or not you're in our program, there's a number of different species of cover crops that you can plant in your middles, that's in between the trees, in a border around the orchard, or any sort of fallow ground adjacent. That could include fence lines, along roads, along ditches or levees, or any sort of berm.
Sink points out it's not just the bees that benefit from the cover crops.
That's what's amazing about this program, is that there is an obvious benefit to the bees, but there is a significant benefit to the grower and the landowner trying to be a good land steward. We've seen these cover crops increase organic matter, increase water availability, support soil fertility, prevent erosion, increase nitrogen. It assists with the decomposition of the mummy nuts, which can be an issue and can house pests. It suppresses weeds, and it's really great at water infiltration of any impacted soils. I've seen orchard blocks right next to each other. One grower had our cover crop on it. The rainwater was able to penetrate the ground, and there was no puddles in the orchard, and that the grower with the cover crop was able to get his equipment in and spray 3 days earlier than the adjacent orchard block that had no cover crop because the water didn't penetrate and was just puddling up on the surface.
The program and seeds are completely free for growers, and even the shipping is free. For more information, visit the Project APIS-M website at projectapism.org. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNet West.